Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segretto, and this is Franchise Today. Exciting day at Franchise Today, as some of our presenters from the upcoming Franchise Social Media Summit will be joining us today. We had a little technical difficulty leading into the show where Blog Talk Radio changed the call-in number beforehand. The number, if you want to call in lesson, is 347-327-9493. If you just heard that, chances are you've been listening on your computer, which is great. Just wanted to kind of give a recap before I talk some about the upcoming Franchise Social Media Summit. About last week in Washington, D.C., actually not last week, it was earlier this week, seems like so long ago, was the International Franchise Association Public Affairs Conference. Again, it was in Washington, D.C., just a tremendous event. Probably 700 to 1,000 franchise professionals converged on our nation's capital, got together, and a bunch of us went up to Capitol Hill, talked with various lawmakers, and really pushed regarding some of the issues with respect to franchising and small business in general in this big presidential election year. Really exciting time. I do want to wish some congratulations to Lane Fisher of Fisher Zucker. Lane received the first Sid Feltenstein Award, which has to do with service to the Public Affairs Conference and the FranPAC. Out of $1 million, and this is really just a staggering, staggering statistic, out of $1 million raised in this collection, in this election year, for FranPAC, Lane was personally responsible for raising $200,000 of the $1 million+, and that's just remarkable. One person generating 20% of our FranPAC, and so my hat goes off to Lane Fisher, well deserving of this first ever Sid Feltenstein Award. Some upcoming events on the franchise front is the West Coast Franchise Expo in Anaheim, as well as Franchise Update Leadership Conference in Atlanta, actually in Buckhead. Both will be in October. And then thinking out towards November, a couple of weeks before the Thanksgiving break, and it's hard to believe that we're already talking about that, is the Franchise Brokers Conference and Expo in Orlando, Florida. And I'm really pleased to be speaking at that event to franchise brokers, as well as one of our own presenters of the upcoming Franchise Social Media Summit, Joe LaBava, is actually the keynote speaker at the event, so it's really going to be exciting. On some more news within the Franchise Essentials Media Group is our second issue of Franchise Essentials Magazine will be distributed and sent out today. Really an exciting time at Franchise Essentials Media Group. And speaking of such, I kind of want to lead into this by talking about the upcoming summit, because without the partnership with Jeremy LeDuc, President and CEO of the Hellman's Loco, this would absolutely not be possible. And just to go over some of the stuff that we're talking about on our website, you know, writing the success of the original Franchise Social Media Summit in September 2011, we announced in early 2012 our plans to move forward as a leading source of virtual events exclusive to the franchise community. Our intent is to address challenges in social media, integrating marketing, SEO, local search and websites, and, of course, brand management, just to name a few of the topics. Throughout the year and moving even more towards 2013, we'll be presenting, you know, week-long summits like the upcoming Franchise Social Media Summit, as well as multi-day boot camps and workshops along with webinars ranging from an hour to 4 hours in length. And as part of the plan, we'll also be developing some online courses as well. And some of those courses will also provide an opportunity for attendees to earn CFE credits through the Institute of Certified Franchise Executives. And the upcoming summit, attendees, if they so desire to earn the credits, will be eligible for 150 credits, which is really could be very critical considering there's a hard November 20th deadline to complete your CFE course to receive your designation and certificate at the IFA convention 2013 in Las Vegas and get an opportunity to walk across the stage. I am just 100 credits short, and we'll have that completed, so I'll be walking across the stage. So definitely walk with me. If 150 credits can make a big difference, certainly I highly recommend that you participate in the upcoming Franchise Social Media Summit. Additionally, other virtual events that Franchise Summit will participate in or develop and produce, often in conjunction with franchise supplier partners, will also be announced at various times during the year. And as I said, you know, Jeremy and I kind of went back and forth a couple of years ago and tried to put together a platform that we really felt was absolutely paramount to the franchise community with respect to being able to provide educational resources for franchise sales and marketing professionals. And I think we've done a great job. You can look at the newly revamped France Summit website at www.francesummit.com, and Elements Local, Jeremy and his entire team did some great work putting together that website. And without further ado, I'd like to bring Jeremy on. Jeremy, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Paul.
So a couple of years ago, I called you out of the blue and I said, hey, Jeremy, guess what? I've got a great idea. Will you partner up with me? Take us back to that day. What do you recall from that? Did you think I was nuts?
I was just going to say, after thinking you were nuts, I said, that's a great idea. I think you and I were both doing a lot of educating, and I think at heart we're educators, and we love being able to distill down all the experience, not just from us, but from everybody. I mean, this year's lineup of Franchise Summit is reflective of just how many incredibly professional and experienced folks are out there in the franchise world who have a lot to share and are willing to share that. And so we were doing that, and I thought it was great that you reached out and said, let's take that to the next level. Let's do that together, and let's put something together. And you had mentioned it a moment ago where we've got lots of other ideas, and now is a really exciting time to be putting together something like Franchise Summit, because we have so many more opportunities today with delivering this kind of content via the internet, whether it's a course or some login or a virtual summit like we're doing. So it's really exciting, and I think you agree. We've done a lot of work, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback on how good the Franchise Summit's going so far.
Now, certainly, we also couldn't do it without our strategic marketing and PR partner, the great folks at Fishman Public Relations. I'm really thankful that Brad and Sherry Fishman have decided to stick with us through a learning curve of sorts. I'm really, really excited to be partnering up with them as well. And as we know, on the Franchise Social Media Summit, we like to have a keynote speaker, and this year that keynote speaker is Danny Brown. Danny is the VP of Partner Strategy at Jugnu, a social CRM company helping to make the social web simple, accessible, and monetizable for all. He's an award-winning marketer and blogger. Danny's recognized as one of the leading marketing bloggers in the world, as recognized by HubSpot, and syndicated across WebPro News, NewsTech, AllTop, and social media informer networks. And I'm hoping to have Danny as my guest next week on Franchise Today. We're trying to firm up some commitments. He is quite busy, but he is committed to the upcoming Franchise Social Media Summit, and he will be on Wednesday, September 26th at noon Central Time. In addition, on that same day, we'll have John Carlston of Process Peak, and he will be presenting that day a special feature about Facebook within the franchise community. Process Peak has been working very, very close with Facebook, so I'm really excited at that as well. In addition to myself and Jeremy presenting during the week, we have Michael Boyer, also of Elements Local, a very talented individual. Look forward to things he has to say about you know, Google. Lonnie Helgerson will join me on Friday at the end of the event. We're going to be talking about PR, and if you not PR, but franchise development, and how Simolo, social, mobile, local, the focus of this summit really is going to play into franchise development. Lonnie, of course, is the author of Five Pennies, just a fantastic book, as well as CEO of the Helgerson Franchise Group. We also have Steve Baxter of Set Matrix, and if anybody doesn't know Steve Baxter, you need to, especially if you want to know anything about customer experience. Of course, my partner at Franchise Essentials Magazine, Ashley Graham of Plum 11 out of Reno, Nevada, will be on the event as well as Deborah Vilkas, COO of Fishman Public Relations. Real good friend of mine, Jack Monson of Engage 121, as well as Jennifer McDonald, the community manager at Engage 121. Both will be presenting as well as real good friend Lee Play from Play Cook. And I know Lee is on the road today listening in. Hi, Lee, for Drive Safe, Travel Safe, of Play Cook, the law firm with Zing. And, of course, longtime friend Joe Labava, the franchise king, and also has an award-winning book out there as well. So it's really going to be an interesting event. I want to give just a quick rundown before I tap into the line and bring on a couple of the presenters. And we're working strictly with phone numbers, so I hope I recognize everybody's phone numbers. I think we have three or four of the presenters here today, and some will be coming in and out during the show. On Monday, 9/24, September 24th, at noon Central, we'll go from noon to 2 p.m. every day during the week. That's right. That's 10 hours during the week across 5 days, and we have 13 presenters. That's really unbelievably exciting that people have dedicated and volunteered their time for this. So we're going to start out Monday, and again, we're talking about Simolo, social, mobile, local, and how it affects franchise brands. So we're going to start out with a little bit of ground laying, a little bit of foundation work, and keep in mind that all of the topics that our presenters will be talking about will be focused in on social, mobile, and local, and how it all comes into play. So Deborah Vilkas is going to be our leadoff hitter at Fishman PR, and she'll be talking about PR and social media brand reputation management, obviously a key factor in building the foundation for any type of digital program. Followed up with Steve Baxter of Set Matrix, and he'll be talking about the customer experience factor. That's really crucial when you look at how instrumental customer review sites are in this whole Simolo factor. Then Lee Play of Play Cook is going to give us a little bit of perspective on digital marketing, the legal considerations. And yes, we do have to take into account the legal considerations as well as the ramifications of our activities online. So that'll end day one. Day two on September 25th, that'll be Tuesday, we'll lead off with Jack Monson of Engage 121, and he'll be talking about an overview of social media marketing, followed up by the ever-talented Jennifer McDonald, also of Engage 121. And she's going to kind of give us a perspective of YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest, basically, as I refer to, the visual aspects of social media and how it relates to Simolo. It's funny, Jennifer said, my God, each of these topics are so intense, and how am I going to go ahead and speak 40 minutes about this, and I know she'll do a great job on it, and we're just going to give you an overview of all that. Then we're going to wrap up Tuesday with really special presentation from Joe Labava, the Franchise King, and he's going to tell us how blogging and article marketing plays into the picture. And then, as I said, on Wednesday, September 26th, the keynote will be social media marketing blogger Danny Brown. And then we're going to follow that up with a special session with John Carlston of Process Peak, and he's going to talk about Facebook and its effect on franchise. Then we're going to lead into Thursday at noon again, the 27th, and Jeremy LeDuc and Michael Boyer of Elements Local are going to be talking about mobile and local marketing and the Google effect. Oh, my God, I think Jeremy can definitely, Jeremy and Michael could probably talk hours and hours on that, so that really should be a very pivotal point in the entire summit. Then on Friday, September 28th, Ashley Graham of Plum 11 She's going to be talking about integrated marketing, and she's going to start tying it all together. And then, of course, the big feature within franchising is always about franchise sales and development, because that always seems to be on the forefront of a lot of franchise executives' minds. So Lonnie Helgeson of the Helgeson Franchise Group and myself will talk about, when all is said and done, how can Simolo help drive franchise sales. Wow, Jeremy, that is just an absolute mouthful. What an absolutely award-winning and strong lineup. I mean, I think we outdid ourselves for this coming event.
It's a tremendous amount of content, if you think about it. So we're going to, of course, record all of this and make it available after the live event the week after next, so that, you know, if you miss any pieces of it, we totally understand. So once it's all recorded and put up online, you'll have access to that. And just like last year, you know, we'll Paul, you and I will get emails throughout the year of people saying, well, you know, I've come back to this content, and it's just that there's so much, and it's so invaluable. It's helped me out a lot, you know, to be able to reference this as, you know, as information throughout the year to go back to when I need to understand something about the franchise sales piece or the mobile piece or the local piece.
Absolutely, Jeremy. Give us a little bit of insight into the pricing and how people would sign up for this.
Yeah, so right on the fransummit.com website, we still have the early bird special going on, so you can save $50 on the registration right now by going there. If you sign up just for the summit itself, it's $99. If you want those 150 education credits for CFE, it's an additional 100, so it's $199. And Paul, these will give me those critical 150 credits I need to get my CFE this year too. So
great. I mean, you know, it's really amazing, because I can't say enough about what a tremendous value this is at $99. I kind of feel like I'm on an infomercial here. Last year we charged $699 and had great representation, great attendance. We had people sign up afterwards and download it that didn't participate in the event, and obviously that's a great part of being a virtual event. We had people from various countries and various continents sign up, and people ask, you know, why drop the price? And I think this goes along, Jeremy, to your thinking and my thinking is we want to get this information out to as many people as humanly possible. And at $99, and once the early bird special ends on the 20th, we're going to keep that through the 20th, it's only going to go up by $50 last minute, so even at $149. And keep in mind, the extra $100 for CFE does not go to the summit. That will be directed right to the people at IFA running CFE. So that's for your credits. Follow us on Facebook at Fran Summit on Facebook, as well as on Twitter. That's also Fran Summit. We're using the hashtag Fran Summit on Twitter as well. I know we have some time restraints on some of the people, so what I want to do is bring on a newcomer to the summit, Jennifer McDonald. Jennifer's the community manager at Engage One-to-One. Jennifer, welcome today. I know you have to leave in about 10 minutes, so I wanted to get you on. I know you're probably tapping your fingers saying, I got to go, Paul, get me on. Hi, Jennifer, how are you today? Jennifer, are you there? Hello, Jennifer. It's Jennifer's not there. Okay. Well, we have somebody else from, maybe it's Jennifer, maybe not. We have somebody, one of the speakers on from the 203 area code. Who's on with me today? How about from the 703 area code?
That's me. It's Lee Plave.
Lee, how are you? Okay.
Doing well, thank you.
I was looking for a 301 phone number. I thought you were traveling and just listening. How are you today, Lee?
Doing well. I'm back in the office.
Oh, great. Well, you know, Lee, last year I reached out to you, and you were a sponsor of our first event and a key participant. What are your whole thoughts regarding the Franchise Social Media Summit?
Well, it was a fantastic opportunity last year to just sort of exchange information, and I learned a good bit from it, and it's an area I practice in quite a lot, so I was happy to hear what the other folks had to say, and I hope that what I was able to pass along was useful as well.
You know, it was amazing. This year, you know, I know I saw you up at the IFA PAC, always good to see you. And it was really interesting that they had a segment specifically about social media. And I know you and I kind of tweeted back and forth to each other or texted each other back and forth about, you know, how complicated this is all getting. And I know you're going to be talking about some of the legal considerations in the upcoming summit. But can you kind of give us a kind of a quick overview about some of the things that franchisors and marketers need to look at when it comes to social media marketing?
Sure, I'd be happy to give you a preview. The issues, in reality, with a few differences, are no different online than they are in the real world or the non-virtual world. But the reality is that because of the medium, many people really don't perceive that the rules are the same. There is an element of what used to be called drop your guard informality to the kinds of messages that are sent out, both formal marketing style messages as well as less formal short messages to and from customers, to and from other people in a B2B environment, to and from franchisor and franchisee for that matter. And the reality is that the laws apply, and they apply equally, if not in some cases more emphatically online. And it's important that people bear that in mind, because the people invariably who are responsible for running marketing, promotion, and handling the kinds of corporate communication that were conventional even 3 years ago are not necessarily the same people who are handling the online social communities. And there needs to be some combination of those disciplines, because the kind of things that franchisor personnel have done in the past to make certain that they didn't step over a line or inadvertently step on a particular problem need to be integrated into the way in which they approach social media and social networking.
Definitely becoming a complicated environment for marketers and franchisors alike, and I really appreciate you giving us just the tip of the iceberg nearly, and I'm really looking forward to you being on the event.
Thanks.
Jennifer McDonald was on the line. She sent me a note. She couldn't hear me. She's going to try to call back in, because I'd really like to get her perspective here real quick. As a newcomer to the event. But I want to take this opportunity not only, you know, as I mentioned, the individuals and briefly talk about their companies or mention their companies. You know, last year we did have some sponsorships. No Limit Consulting was a sponsor. Of course, Fishman was a strategic partner. And, of course, we really appreciate Plaive Cook being a sponsor as well. This year we decided to give each of the companies represented by our presenters a sponsorship opportunity that just in exchange for their time, and I'd like to name them. We have Set Matrix, of course, the Franchise King, Plaive Cook, the law firm with Zing, Jugnu, the social CRM company, Engage One-to-One, Process Peak, Palm 11, and Helgerson Franchise Group, and, of course, Jeremy's company, Elements and Elements Local, and then, of course, the Franchise Essentials Media Group, consisting of Franchise Essentials, Franchise Today, and Franchise Essentials Magazine. And to everybody, I mean, without you and dedicating your time, and also to the companies themselves, allowing your key personnel to participate in this is really absolutely tremendous, and we're really thankful for that. So, Jeremy, Jennifer. Jennifer, can you hear me? Can I hear you? Well, that's a shame. I can't. I guess Jennifer can hear me, but I can't hear her for some reason. So I apologize. But anyway, I think Jennifer's going to bring some really interesting perspective.
Are you there, Paul?
Yes, Jennifer.
Oh, phew, it's working. Sorry
yes,
about that.
I'm really excited to have you on the event because you're the only one really that's a community manager that's going to be participating in the event. And so what were your thoughts when I told you to use the topic of Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube for your presentation?
My first thought was, you want me to talk about all three in 40 minutes? That's a lot to cover. I can talk 40 minutes on just one. That was my first thought. But I'm really excited to talk about it, especially with the franchising industry, because as we're trying to target people, especially for franchise development, you need to go to where they are currently are online, and especially for brand awareness as well. So maybe your target audience for your usual franchise, your top franchisee, might not be on Pinterest, but they're definitely going to be on YouTube. 90% of the videos watched on YouTube are how-to videos. So we're just going to talk a little brief overview of all three of the platforms, and then I'm going to talk about best practices for each and what the main audience is on each of those so that you know where your potential target is, and I don't want you to waste any of your time.
You know, I met Jennifer in person at the first ever FranCamp that was in Nashville last year, and she did a wonderful presentation on YouTube. And if anybody has an opportunity to grab that video or give Jennifer a call and have her run through it, I got to tell you, it's one of the better ones I've seen on YouTube. And Jennifer, we're really excited that you're going to be involved on the event, and we're really looking forward to it. Thanks for agreeing to be on it, and also to the people at Engage 121 to allow you to be on it, because I know you've got a hectic schedule, and I also know you've got to leave here in a couple of minutes, so I'm not going to keep longer, but I'm glad we had some audio. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited, especially since it's a passion of mine, social media, so to be able to present on that is more than something happy for me to do.
Yeah, so you mean we're really knocking down all the naysayers that said social media is a fad, huh?
Yeah, I think we might just a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, thanks. I know
you're welcome.
Run.
Okay, and, have a good day.
Lee, certainly I appreciate you being on as well. Jeremy, back to you. Is Michael with you, or is it just you right now?
It's just me today.
Okay, great. Google, you know, I gave you and Michael probably one of the toughest topics to talk about because, as you and I have presented, and I know Michael was involved too, on several webinars specifically about Google, and we get off there and say, oh, my God, we could have spoken so much longer about it. And, of course, day in and day out, we hear about Google. I know when we did our first ever franchisee summit earlier this year, we had Melee Oxtoy from SmartFinds on. He was talking about local business listing management and search and everything else. And the Google name just kept popping up. So when I said to you, I'd like you and Michael to talk about Google, and you have 2 hours to do so, what were your thoughts?
Similar to Jennifer, right? Given the fact that Google has made some really earth-shattering changes this year for a lot of franchise systems. I mean, we've all heard about it. I mean, we've got all kinds of things happening. I mean, we've got changes in the directories and people's reviews are disappearing. We've got changes in their organic search algorithms that are affecting organic rankings. I mean, everybody's by this point probably heard of some of the really big updates like Panda. I mean, in a nutshell, you know, Panda gave sites with great content an advantage over sites that had duplicate content. We had Penguin. You know, Penguin really basically attacked backlinks and degraded sites who were out there purchasing backlinks from link farms, things like that. So we don't want to get too much into all that. We certainly want to address that a little bit and just make sure everybody recognizes how drastically things are changing and how they can change overnight. But really, I think we want to get into, you know, how do we maintain a strategy in the face of changes like this, and how do we keep up with these changes, and how do we keep our strategy really fluid today, you know, and how do we protect ourselves the best we can from waking up, you know, tomorrow morning and seeing that Google made some massive change that changes everything for us. So, and on top of that, you threw in mobile into our topic. So, so we're going to talk about the dramatic increase in mobile, and how you know there's a tremendous amount of traffic for a lot of people now moving to mobile. So they're now having to take that into consideration too. So it's very exciting. We're going to keep it very down to earth because we don't want to get too much into the nuts and bolts about these changes. We really want to stay focused on how are these changes, you know, affecting franchises, how is it affecting their strategies, and how can franchise systems better plan fluid strategies that recognize how rapidly things are changing online.
Boy, they certainly are, and I know, I tell you, the way it's been changing, it's just been unbelievable. You know, was it 2 years ago, you know, Google comes out with their real-time search initiative that, you know, search results are going to be impacted by social media content and activity. So everybody ran up and said, okay, we got to get on Twitter, we got to get on Facebook, we got to do all these things. And then, of course, as they launched out into Google+, they pulled back and said, we're pulling back on the real-time search initiative. And I know I asked that question at the technology summit at the IFA convention last year of the people. I don't forget if it was the person from Google or Facebook. I think it was Google that I asked. I wouldn't have asked that, but Facebook. But it was really interesting to get the response. You know, with that in mind, you know, what are some of your thoughts regarding Google+? I mean, we hear that, you know, sign-ups, people signing up for Google+ has I think now has exceeded 100 million, but yet I heard a report that the activity is far from active and is actually less active than Pinterest. So what are your thoughts with respect to Google+?
I think it's not exactly where Google wants it to be. So to me, I've really seen a lot of different recommendations come out for different franchises on Google+, and it's really come down to, you know, how much time and energy do you have for all of the different social media sites you need to be on, the different networks. And in a lot of times, believe it or not, Google+ is falling off that radar, you know, because you can't, you know, you've really got to kind of spread out and find the social networks that are working for you. And believe it or not, even though it's Google, you know, the Google Plus is really kind of falling off right now, you know, because we're still focused on the YouTube and the Facebook and the Twitter. But I think Google knows what they're doing. They're in our lives in so many different other areas that I think long-term strategy, you know, we all need to be thinking about Google Plus and how to better integrate it into our strategies.
Lee, if you're, I think you're still listening.
Yes.
You and Ken Kohlberg from the IFA Technology Committee were instrumental in bringing Facebook and Google to the IFA. Give us some insight into that. How did that all come about, and what might also be on the horizon for other social media giants?
Well, it was an interesting journey and an interesting trip, but the long and short of it was that Ken and I both recognized that there was a moment in time where both Facebook and Google were trying to accomplish something on their side that we were interested in, but that we wanted something in return for. And the specifics are this: Facebook and Google were both at the time launching their location-specific, retail-oriented pieces to their various kingdoms. On Google, it was obviously not the search engine per se, but it was really part of their Google Plus, as well as other pieces, variously called things like Google Places. On Facebook, it was also called at various times things like Facebook Places and various other affinity programs. They needed valuable
useful and accurate information as to where the sites were for various franchise systems. To do that, they could go to a couple of hundred or more, a thousand or more, half a million or more businesses and try to get that information directly from them, or go to, you know, 2,000, maybe 3,000 franchisors and get the information from them. It seemed obvious that they were interested in talking to the franchise community because they saw the commercial potential of getting the information efficiently from only a small number of sources. Conversely, franchisors wanted something out of Facebook and Google, and I would put it succinctly as this. It was outrageous to think it, but what we really wanted was them to let us control our brands on their site, which, of course, is somewhat of a disconnect with the notion of the diffuse nature of social networking and social media. We met with them and explained the dynamic, explained the reasons why brand protection was important, not just to the franchisor, but to virtually all of the franchisees, for fear of a franchisee employee going off on her own or his own, and the legitimate concerns that any trademark owner would have. And it took an awful lot of doing. Ken, we had meetings with them, Ken, myself, and Ken's partner, Brandon Disney, in Data Doctors, met with the both of them in October of 2010. We continued that dialogue and continued to work it as hard as possible. Ken went back and visited with them easily two or three more times. We've spoken with various different teams of them. And the culmination was in the IFA business convention last year, when both Facebook, actually we went back to 2009 now, Facebook and Google came. They had joined IFA, they presented, and Facebook announced at the program that they would permit franchisors to use what is now called national and local structure in their systems, so that a franchisor can control, both in terms of content and in terms of look and feel, the pages that its franchise system has, and that's an enormous benefit to franchisors and franchisees alike.
Yeah, and I know John Carlston and the folks over at Process Peak have been working with Facebook mm-hmm. with respect to that relationship, and I think they're even doing a lot of the preliminary work gratis to get franchise brands tied into that. And I know it's been a kind of tedious task. I know one of the brands that I'm working with has been waiting about 5 weeks now. So if you're involved in that process, to the franchise executives that are out there, you know, just be patient. It will all come to fruition. Lee, is there any other social media or online giant out there that might be next to become a member?
Well, I suspect that the process is one that takes time. But we've had conversations with the various other players, the Pinterests, the LinkedIn folks, Foursquare, which was in at one point and has stepped back, and others that have come about. And I think, you know, the experience we had with Facebook and Google was instructive on this. These are large organizations. They're very dynamic. Facebook's mantra, on it, literally printed on the walls of its offices, were move fast, break things. They have no aversion to making decisions, but they're young, dynamic companies, and when I say young and dynamic, what I mean is their teams change rather rapidly. So mm-hmm. you can spend your time getting up to speed with a team of people and achieving some degree of progress, but it's got to be integral to their mission. They've got to perceive it as such, and you've got to have a team of people who are going to be stable and stay there. And these folks tend to have opportunities, and they move on rather rapidly. So it's two steps forward, one step backward experience.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate your time today and certainly appreciate all you do for franchising and the technology committee as well as for Franchise Summit. I really appreciate it, as I know other franchise folks do as well. Jeremy, back to you, and I just got a couple of words from Joe LaBava. He was not able to meet here today. He intended on calling in, and certainly we know he's here in spirit today. Jeremy, we've done, and I know Elements Local has done, a lot of different webinars, and it seems like the need, the necessity the desire for franchise folks for all this information, it just continues to climb. I know you've got an upcoming CFE course on online marketing coming up too in October, and I think that's another opportunity for folks to grab some CFE credits. Do you see it stopping? I mean, or do you see it getting to the point that we have to continue putting out these webinars, but is it also your fear that we're going to be getting so technical that a lot of this is going to go over people's heads, and when that occurs, a lot of times people put their heads in the sand?
Yeah, no, you know, those are good points. Years ago, you know, I used to go to clients' annual conferences, and the strategy that we would work with the client on is that you go, you put a system in place, and the franchisees were willing and wanting to be a part of that, and they wanted to, make changes and things like that. And that spirit still exists. We have entrepreneurs at the local level in franchise systems who will still want to be a part of it. But clearly, things have gotten so complex that there's a great deal of strategy and explanation as to what's going on, why we're doing these things, and how much the franchisor has taken on that the franchisee really can't, because it is too technical these days. You know, trying to keep up with, you know, Google's changes in how you should be producing a content strategy, it has really gotten quite complex. So I think the need to understand perhaps at a little higher level what's going on, so that you have a general knowledge, I think is still there, and in fact more so than ever, because, you know, Paul, you had mentioned some of the changes years ago at Google, like real-time search, pale in comparison to the changes they're making today and the effects they're having on the online presence of franchise systems. So the need to understand what's going on, and all these new players coming in, and directories becoming important, and reviews becoming important, and new social networks that are coming in, I think the need is certainly not going to slow down. And I also wanted to mention that another reason, Paul, we reduced the fee is because we recognized last year we weren't just having the franchisor executives and marketing departments come into the Franchise Summit. We had multi-unit franchise owners come in. We had franchisees coming in. So, we really wanted to open it up to everybody because, you know, this is an issue that everybody in franchising is having, not just the franchisor, not even just the big franchise systems. It's everybody, right down to the franchisees, are signing up to this kind of educational content. We see that throughout all of our webinars. That we get all kinds of folks, even, of course, other vendors who are coming in and just really trying to understand, even if it's not exactly their space, they want to understand social if they're in search, because everything is affecting everything today.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I mean, I know I was pleasantly surprised, as you were last year, that almost 50% of our audience for the first summit came from international markets, and it was interesting because they seemed to get the fact that they could sign on for the event, and of course, because of the difference in time zones, they didn't listen live but accessed it after the fact, where a lot of the folks here in the United States kind of use the excuse that, well, you know, I was busy that day and didn't grasp the virtual aspect of it, that they could download it afterwards. And I think that kind of just lends to where a lot of the community is still at, and I think small business in general, are realizing what a great resource the digital world can be, you know, from a time perspective, from a information perspective, and be able to use it and kind of just start thinking outside the box. I know even we posted on one of the event pages on Facebook and sent out invitations to the event, and you could just tell by the comments that initially, right away, people still think of it as a live event and there being a time restraint. And as this is a virtual event, I mean, even if you sign up and you miss one of the days, it's not to your detriment, because you'll be able to access it online. And just, you know, we're just in the information world right now, and I think this just lends towards, and I know you and I discuss a lot that this is a labor of love, and it is. We're very passionate about it, and I think down to the finest detail, I know we had hours of conversation about our logo there, or our brand image of the Rubik's Cube with the various social media on there, and how it really is a cross-platform, multi-tiered effect, and moves around. And I know I often compare it to the difference today from yesterday is the difference between a Rubik's Cube and a tic-tac-toe board. And a Rubik's Cube is nothing but a tic-tac-toe board blown up on steroids. And every time, I know, Jeremy, you and I talk about, oh my God, what's on the horizon? I mean, think about it. A year ago, we weren't talking about Instagram. We weren't talking about, hardly talking about Google+. We weren't talking about Pinterest, and not to mention all the different things that the major players have expanded out to. Last year, Foursquare was a bigger player. This year, it's kind of less of a player, kind of to re-identify itself. So the loaded question, I guess, would be is, you know, where does it go from here? I mean, will it continue to evolve? Will the strongest get stronger, the weak fall to the side? Looking at it from the digital perspective, I mean, do you see anything possible coming down the pike? And I know that's a very loaded question, but I know you're involved from the very technical aspect of things, and I think our audience would like to know.
Well, I think the volatility in, you know, the wars going on between, you know, Bing, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, you know, with Pinterest coming on board, I think we're all kind of a little bit victim to, you know, these plays for, you know, the land grab and the like. So I think we're going to continue to see things rapidly change, you know, because, you know, Google, you know, is making some of these decisions, you know, not so much based on what's best for us here in franchising, but what's for them. So we've got to recognize that the business landscape is rather volatile, not just and the internet presence that's produced from all that is in turn being volatile. So we've got a lot of changes yet to come. There's still a lot of land to grab. So, you know, I think we're still going to see a lot of changes. But again, the changes we were seeing last year, you know, compared to this year, are dramatic. I mean, this year we've seen mobile, you know, shoot up. We've seen social networks take off, and we've seen search results, you know, dramatically, you know, shift overnight. You know, you wake up and, you know, your traffic is down, and you've got to go figure out what's going on. So I think what you'll see a lot of this, and the content of this, you know, of last year, and I know it'll be again this year, is so rich, because everybody we've invited here are out there in the trenches doing this work, and these are some of the best people in franchising who are going to share with us their experience. So I mean that's going to produce such rich content that I think by and large franchises are looking really for the best practice of mobile and local, and because that's really what you got to fall back to is there's always going to be a best practice on something, and that's really what you know, what will probably come out of this summit a lot is with all the changes, there's going to be a lot of suggestions and recommendations about how to keep up and what to be looking at. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's really going to be about how do you mold the best practice of these different aspects around your strategy for marketing and really execute your, you know, plan as best you can.
And certainly something that's changed a lot just in the last year, too, is the whole local aspect of it, where everything initially was more from a global perspective. You know, it's interesting. I look back at the Franchise Essentials blog, and I look at some of the articles, blog posts that I wrote, you know, three and a half, 4 years ago when, you know, a lot of this was really in the infancy stage. And I look at, you know, some of the terms that we used and some of the thoughts behind it, the fear factor. And, of course, we still have that. There is an unknown, and along with the realm of unknown comes, you know, fear. But certainly it's something that the people out there that have this fear and are hesitant to take that plunge really need to do so, because I couldn't imagine where you would be a year from now if you tried to start. And certainly it's just a tremendous playing field. It's such a tremendous environment that you're really doing your brand and franchisees a disservice if you're really pulling back on the reins. And it's exciting, too. I mean, it's exciting. That, I think, you know, really sums it up. And people ask me, you know, what are we limited by? And, of course, you know, Lee very eloquently talked about, you know, some of the legal ramifications, and I really always look forward to hearing some of the new things he has to say. And you'll hear that in his presentation on the first day of the summit, the third session of the first day. The thing is that you're only limited by your creativity and imagination. But I think the key here is you have to follow four simple steps. Share information, interact with your target audience, get them to engage, and then, only then, do you have you earn the right for a call to action. I think too many people get too technical, too metrics-oriented, and I think that furthers the fear of a lot of people. At the end of the day, you know, establish your strategy, establish your objectives, go after it, and measure your success based on whether or not you're achieving the objectives. Obviously, we know the importance, and we could talk all day long about impressions and insights and put-throughs and bounces and everything else imaginable, and I want the people that are considering to attend the event to realize this is not a technical event. This is an event to help drive business, to help create brand awareness, to develop local communities for future business growth, and then also we'll have a segment that I'll actually talk about how to tie it into franchise development. This is not a technical seminar or a series of webinars. This is more from the, you know, the reasonings why. It's introducing some of the newer things like Pinterest and Instagram. It's getting the attendees to realize how this ties into the customer experience. I had a great meeting with Steve Baxter over lunch the other day at the during the public affairs conference, and we were talking about the initial point that a customer comes into the equation and that first impression, and really realize that we're actually in a world of multiple first impressions. And I know that's actually oxymoronic, but you have to look at it that oftentimes there's that initial first impression where they might see you on Facebook, but yet there's another first impression when they actually show up at your bricks and mortar location or see your van pull up outside the house. So there's a lot of first impressions, and it all lends towards the customer experience, which is really why I'm interested to hear what Steve has to say about the customer experience, not to mention that this is one of the most passionate men that are out there about his topic that I have seen in so long and really gets it. And then, of course, there's how this all ties in, you know, blogging. You know, Joe LaBonne is not going to talk about, you know, this is how you do it. He's going to talk about the reasonings why. He's going to talk about how to extend that reach. And I know he's going to kind of parallel some of what Ashley Graham's going to talk about integrated marketing and how to tie it all in together, because we do want to create that cross-platform multi-tiered effect that when you do something, it's worth doing because you're going to touch your target audience four or five or six different times almost simultaneously, because you're going to populate stuff from Facebook onto Google+. You're going to have your PowerPoint presentation tied to your LinkedIn account or tied to your SlideShare account that's going to kick over to your LinkedIn account. That's also going to populate onto Twitter and also simultaneously populate onto Facebook. The same thing with videos and Pinterest and the various widgets and applications that are there. This is all set up for that multi-tiered cross-platform effect. And the old adage in marketing, you know, touch a customer, you know, 5 to 7 times before they actually make a decision to consider doing business with you. Well, in today's day and age where time is money and we're in an era of instant gratification, I mean, information is at a moment's notice at our fingertips. You know, we don't have that old traditional, you know, 3-month, 6-month period to touch the customer at different points. We have to touch them as quickly as possible. And again, almost instantaneously, that a customer, our target audience, looks at it and says, my God, they're everywhere. I just saw them here. I just saw them there. You know what? I need to consider doing business with them. I need to consider, you know, looking at their franchise opportunity or whatever the objective is and whatever your messaging is to attract them. And I think that this entire summit is going to lend a lot towards that. I think it will open eyes to, you know what, I have a strong Facebook program. I have a strong Twitter strategy. We're blogging. But I think this is going to allow people to open their eyes and see how to enhance that, maybe with some Instagram strategy, maybe with some Pinterest activity, and show how a lot of this crosses over. But more importantly, I think when they start looking at it from the perspective of PR, from the perspective of franchise development, from the perspective of integrating it all together, from the perspective of how this really affects the customer experience and how review sites play a big point in all of this. And as we look at our target audiences with, you know, iPhones and tablets, my God, it's hard to believe that desktop computers are still around. So I think that's, you know, where the whole mobile aspect of this comes into play as well. Tremendous, tremendous amount of information, tremendous amount of content, as you said, Jeremy, that will come out of this summit. And as we're getting close to the top of the hour, do you have some parting comments about what we can expect, or maybe put a fine point on some of the things I just spoke about?
Sure. You know, I think it. I think everybody should be looking at this as exciting. I know that can, you know, it can all seem very scary, but you remember when the book The Art of War for Business was a big, you know, seller.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in that book, you know, the character in Chinese for crisis is both danger and opportunity. And I think that's why we should look at all of this as really exciting, is that for as much danger there is, you know, that Google's going to make some kind of shift tomorrow that could affect you adversely, that means there's just as much opportunity. And I think that's where the excitement should really come in. And I think that's what we're going to do here, and that's why we're bringing these experts to the table, is that, you know, we're going to talk about some of the changes and how they may be scary, but we're also going to talk about this from an opportunistic standpoint and how you could take advantage of all of these changes.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm really interested to hear some of Michael Boyer's perspective on, you know, Google. He really, to me, always seems to bring just a little bit of a different perspective, and I really value that, because I always think that very much spot on. So, again, just as we hit the 90-second mark, first of all, I thank everybody that all the presenters that were here today and also sending me messages. And obviously, everybody's got businesses to run and things to do and clients to take care of. So I appreciate your time. Fran Summit, September 24th to 28th, Monday through Friday at noon Central Time to 2 o'clock each day. Large number of the speakers, including myself and Jeremy LeDuc, Michael Boyer, Lonnie Ellison, Steve Baxter, Ashley Graham, John Carlston, Deborah Vilches, Joel Lobava, Lee Plave, Jennifer McDonald, and Jack Monson, and of course our keynote speaker, Danny Brown. We definitely look forward to seeing you. We'll have a preview webinar sometime next week On the website, you'll see the big Rubik's Cube there. You'll see September 24th to 28th. Click on the Learn More, and it'll give you a list of all the topics and the various days and the speakers. And look forward to seeing you during the summit. But in the meantime, we'll be continuing to promote information. Please share it with your friends. We really appreciate you being here today. Until next week, my name is Paul Segreto, wishing you the best, the very best, in this great, great week of franchising. Franchise Today is out.